Welcome, everybody. I'd like to make a couple of announcements before tonight's reading. First of all, we will have copies of... Do we have somebody selling Sonora Review tonight? Yes. Copies of our own Sonora Review will be for sale after the reading. And the ASUA bookstore will be selling copies of Gloria Anzaldúa's two most recent books after the reading. So you may want to take advantage of that. Many of them have been sold, so if you still want one, I suggest you hustle right out of the auditorium after the reading. Pardon? Well, watch my language. Unruly, unruly crowd. We are delighted to finally welcome Gloria Anzaldúa to our campus. We've wanted to get her here for a while, and a number of departments and individuals at the university helped to bring her here. We particularly want to thank Women's Studies, who brought Gloria as the first Rockefeller humanist in Women's Studies. And the Spanish department also helped, as we did, the Poetry Center, and the Dean of the Faculty of Humanities. So thank you to everybody, and if I've left someone out, forgive me. English department, yes, English department. Thank you. Gloria Anzaldúa is co-editor of the award-winning This Bridge Called My Back, Writings by Radical Women of Color, which was published in 1983 by Kitchen Table Women of Color Press. In 1987, she published Borderlands, La Frontera, The New Mestiza, a genre-breaking book of poetry, memoir, and historical analysis written in both Spanish and English. It was chosen as one of the 38 best books of 1987 by Library Journal. It's used in a number of courses here and in many other universities across the country. Her latest work is Making Face, Making Soul, Haciendo Caras, an anthology of creative pieces and theoretical essays by women of color. But these facts about her life as a writer are a modest form of introduction as compared with the responsibility I have to convey to you a sense of the generosity Gloria Anzaldúa brings to other writers, particularly writers of color, gay and lesbian writers, any of us whose experience leads us to feel that we are on the outside of what matters in the literary culture. Perhaps the best introduction for any poet is what the art itself can convey poet to poet. So, to complete my introduction, I join Gloria Anzaldúa in welcoming our own Tucson poet, Rita Magdaleno. She has recently had work published in Puerto del Sol, the Taos Review, the Guadalupe Review, and will have poems coming out in the second edition of Chuck Tatum's anthology, New Chicano Writing. I think tomorrow or late tonight she's heading off to San Antonio to give a reading and workshop at the San Antonio Inter-American Book Fair and Literary Festival. So we're very happy that she can be here tonight, Rita Magdaleno.
Thank you.